Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In the bustling metropolis of Shiba City, where sophisticated Shiba Inus walk on two paws and have taken the reins of society, a new debate has taken flight, ruffling feathers and fur alike. The question at the center of this whirlwind is none other than the potential for interspecies relations with the avian community. Could Shiba society be on the brink of a winged alliance? Or is the idea nothing more than a faux pas? Muffled barks and bird songs. Recently, the High Park of Shiba City, known for its meticulous landscaping and the illustrious dogwood trees, has become a hotbed of discourse. As the birds return from their migratory vacations, the shared space has caused some Shibas to question the status quo. "We've always had an unspoken agreement," barked an esteemed professor of barkology at Pupford University, donning her tweed jacket and round spectacles. "But times are changing. Perhaps it's time our policies do as well." Opinions among the four-leggers vary. Some are wagging their tails at the prospect of an alliance, while others snarl at the mere suggestion, claiming that the free-spirited nature of our winged counterparts is inherently incompatible with the disciplined lifestyle of Shiba society. A cornucopia of collaborations. Supporters of avian relations envision a cityscape where beaks and snouts can coexist and contribute. Advocates speak of the Pavement to Sky initiative, proposing collaborative efforts in waste management, traffic control, and even entrepreneurial ventures. The Wingman app, a startup concept where birds assist with navigation and weather updates for the daily commuter, already has investors' tails wagging. Imagine our parks and streets lined with shared spaces, our bird friends helping us maintain the urban ecosystem, enthused a young Shiba entrepreneur, sketching ideas on a napkin at the popular Barkbucks Cafe. It's not just about being good neighbors, it's about unlocking potential for a more harmonious future. Detractors, however, see this as a threat to the Shiba way of life, fearing an influx of avian influence could peck away at cultural norms. "Birds don't understand the intricacies of our society," growled a well-respected elder from the comfort of his cushion by the hearth. "Their flightiness does not mix with our paws-on-the-ground approach." A feathered perspective. Despite the heated discussions, the avian community has remained diplomatically silent, their perspective shrouded in mystery. An anonymous pigeon envoy, known only by their tag, Coops, expressed a willingness to open a dialogue, but emphasized that mutual respect would be critical. "We've observed the Shiba's technological advancements and their cultural celebrations with great interest," cooed Coops from atop a statue at the Shiba Innovation Square. "Perhaps it's time that we bridge the gap between feather and fur." Squawking points on social media. On the digital front, ShibaNet has been abuzz with memes and squawking points as the youth lead a trend, winging it with burbs, showcasing amusing pictorial representations of hypothetical scenarios involving birds and Shibas collaborating. Notably, the meme depicting a Shiba using a parrot-controlled drone to fetch the newspaper has gone viral, sparking laughter and contemplation in equal measure. As the Shiba City Council prepares to discuss the matter formally, citizens are urged to participate in the conversation and voice their opinions. The council has been notable for considering the will of the bark when making significant decisions, promising that every yap, howl, or tweet will be heard before a decision is made. Whether the Shibas of this advanced society will spread their paws to welcome their feathery friends, or whether old dogmas will lead to a missed connection, remains to be seen. But one thing is for sure, Shiba City is abuzz with the possibility of new horizons opening up just over the next perch.